This is Audible.
The Mental Game of Trading, a system for solving problems with greed, fear, anger, confidence, and discipline. Written by Jared Tendler. Narrated by Jared Tendler. Limitation of liability, disclaimer of warranty. This publication is meant as a source of valuable information for the reader. However, it's not meant as a substitute for direct expert assistance. If such level of assistance is required, the services of a competent professional offering individualized assistance should be sought. The author cannot guarantee the success of any particular strategy or tool. While this publication is designed to provide accurate information in regard to the subject matter covered, the publisher and the author assume no responsibility for errors, inaccuracies, omissions, or any other inconsistencies herein, or for your use of such information, and hereby disclaim any liability to any party for any loss, damage, or disruption caused by errors or omissions, whether such errors or omissions result from negligence, accident, or for any other cause, or resulting from your own use of information contained in this book. Chapter 1, A System to Fix Mental Game Problems. We cannot solve our problems with the same thinking we used when we created them. Albert Einstein. Your goal is to make money, but something is getting in your way. You lose money when you shouldn't, or even if you consistently make money, you leave profits on the table. The question is why? For the answer, you'll most likely look at your technical skills first. That's obviously a critical step. You analyze trades, tighten your rules, learn new techniques, develop your system, do more research, and test new strategies. Despite all of that work, the bleeding continues. You try again and again, but you still don't get anywhere because the answer doesn't lie in what you know about trading. The answer comes from the mental and emotional side of the game, your mental game, and you're not effectively working on it. That's not to say trading is all about psychology. It's not. Even a perfect mental game, emotionally balanced, always focused, consistently in the zone, won't make you profitable long-term if you don't have an edge in the market. But if you have an edge, yet aren't making what you should, or are struggling with greed, fear, anger, confidence, or discipline, your mental game may be costing you more than you realize. Think about your most costly errors in execution. Do they include any of the following? Forcing mediocre trade setups. Hesitating on entries. Exiting trades too early. Chasing the market price up and down. Moving a stop too soon. Moving your profit target before it hits. Talking yourself out of a good trade. Often when these mistakes occur, you're unable to stop yourself from making them. Your emotions get in the way, and they have the power to force your worst impulses. Don't beat yourself up over this. Part of the reason you haven't eliminated your execution errors is that you didn't know what you were up against. Just like trading follows a basic set of rules, so too does the mental game. For example, the part of your brain where you actively make decisions can access only a limited amount of information at any given time. What's more, emotions have the power to reduce and even shut down your decision-making process entirely. If you don't understand these and other rules of the mental game, you can't reliably correct your mistakes. That's why I like the term mental game to describe the mental and emotional side of trading. The word game automatically infers rules and strategy for how you improve versus a one-and-done solution. Terms like trading mindset, trading mentality, or trading psychology all imply something static, as if finding the right advice is all you need to have the perfect mind for trading. This, my friends, is a myth. Many of you have been looking for silver bullets, when what you need is a strategy or system. In this book, you'll learn a practical, step-by-step system for correcting the most common emotional issues in trading: greed, fear, anger, overconfidence, and low confidence. These issues are causing the errors in execution you've been unable to stop. I'll not only show you how to solve them, I'll also show you how to address the discipline issues that interfere with your focus, routines, habits, and execution. And I'll highlight some straightforward ways to make lasting progress. This system is the culmination of 15 years of work. Clients from around the world at the highest levels of competition in golf, poker, esports, and trading have used this system with tremendous results. What makes it so effective is that it's designed to find and correct the root of the problem. You can't kill a weed unless you get the roots out. stomping on it, or chopping off what grows above ground only yields a temporary result. This is likely what's happened with your most common trading mistakes. Whatever you've done hasn't finished the job. To be clear, you're not going to learn how to execute trades, come up with trade ideas, read charts, or recognize fundamentals here. The traders who are successful using my system are already skilled enough in these areas to be clear about where their real problems lie. Throughout the book, you'll read some of their stories. Their experiences may provide some of your most important lessons. At the time of this writing, they were working the system and continuing to make progress every day. That's exactly what I would expect, because there's no magic to this system. You're not going to get some secret tip that will eliminate your greedy attempts to make money, your fearful hesitation to enter trades that fit your system, or your angry impulse to make up for a loss by quickly taking another trade. What you will get is a system that gives you the foundation to address those problems, a system that enables you to solve current and future mental game problems by giving you a deeper understanding of what causes them in the first place, a system that methodically walks you through the steps to recognize and correct them in a lasting way. You'll learn how to identify the signals that indicate a problem is likely to emerge, much like you get an alert of a potential trade setup that requires your attention. This system is accessible, logical, practical, and repeatable. If you take the time to learn it and do the work that I suggest, you're likely to make significant strides towards improving your mental game. Before we get more deeply into the system and how it works, let's do a little more myth-busting around a topic at the heart of it all that's widely misunderstood: emotion. Emotions aren't evil. They're signals to use and learn from. The way many of you have been battling your trading errors is completely ass backwards. What you think is the problem is not actually the problem. If you're going to have any chance at solving issues like greed, fear of losing, or hatred of mistakes, you must first have an accurate understanding of what you're up against. That begins with changing your perspective on the role that emotion plays in causing your trading errors. One of the fundamental differences between this book and the advice commonly found in other trading psychology resources is how to view emotion. Conventional wisdom says that emotions are the problem and gives you advice that mainly focuses on reducing, controlling, and releasing emotion. You can certainly make short-term improvements this way, but these strategies can only take you so far. Why? Because you aren't addressing the real problem. Instead, you're spending time and effort fighting what you think is the problem, the emotion generated from trading. You call emotions irrational, try to trick your mind, or work to rationalize, deny, avoid, ignore, deflect, project, distract, numb, or desensitize them. You might even use healthy options like meditation, yoga, and exercise, among other less healthy options, to blow off steam or release stress from the day. But you're not solving the problem. Or instead of ignoring or rationalizing emotions, you're very aware of them and have created your own solutions that are really just ways of managing them. You exit early to lock up profit and avoid a potential blow up if the trade turns against you. You stop trading on days your emotions are too high until you can get your head on straight. You also may do the following: move a stop to break even, walk away from an active trade so you don't interfere with it, quit a session early to ensure a profitable day, review sticky notes on your monitor before entering a trade, talk to yourself to stay disciplined and motivated, constantly remind yourself of basic concepts like, losses will happen, don't let it affect you, take extended time off from trading. The problem with these workarounds is that you've minimized your profitability as well as your ability to adapt and improve as a trader. Trading smaller, exiting earlier, and booking a profitable day, all in an effort to keep your emotions in check, is not how you ultimately want to play this game. Yes, they can be good short-term strategies, but they are best used like training wheels. And until you lose the training wheels, your upside potential as a trader is significantly limited. Let's dig in a bit deeper. It's a myth that emotions such as anger, greed, and fear are the problem causing your trading errors. Rather, these emotions are actually signals. This is a critical change in perspective. Don't fight your emotional state. Instead, treat emotions as signals and get curious about what they're trying to tell you. We do this all the time when it comes to physical ailments. And like our emotions, sometimes the real cause is not always obvious. For example, let's say you've been getting headaches at the end of the trading day. At first, you think they're caused by the stress from trading. Family and friends agree with you, but you still get them on the weekend, and even after a week-long vacation. You go to the doctor fearing it's something worse, yet everything checks out. You've been taking over-the-counter meds for a few months now, trying to manage your headaches, but you still haven't found the cause. Then as you finish up your trade journal at the end of the trading day, you notice yourself squinting and decide to get your eyes checked. Turns out, your vision had progressively worsened over the past 6 months, and eye strain is causing your headaches. Change your eyeglass prescription, problem solved. Headaches weren't the problem. They were a signal, and it was your job to interpret what that signal meant. Similarly, negative emotions are signals pointing you to a problem you're not addressing. If you follow those signals to identify and correct the underlying cause, you'll automatically stop moving your profit target out of a greedy attempt to make a killing, chasing the market from a fear of missing out, overtrading out of anger to make up for losses or mistakes, thinking you can outsmart the market because of overconfidence, sticking with a losing trade too long because your confidence can't handle another loss. Just as you stop taking medication when your headaches go away, you don't need to spend time and energy trying to manage or control these emotions because they stop getting triggered. That's the power of this mental game system. When you identify and solve the real problem, you don't have to fight for control or rely on trading wheels for protection. The emotional reactions disappear, and you're freed up to focus on trading. Think of your emotions like the indicators you follow in the market. As a trader, you use signals all the time, and based on your level of expertise, you are more or less skilled in leveraging those signals to deploy your edge. In the mental game, negative emotions are signals of hidden flaws that undermine your trading. For some of you, these hidden flaws cause subtle problems. They're like computer programs running in the background but not open on your desktop. They dull your sense of the market, reduce clarity in your thinking, and slow your reaction time. For others, the hidden problems are the cause of a barrage of error messages and blue screens. You make trades you know you shouldn't, but you can't stop. You stare at a textbook trade but can't pull the trigger. You know you should close, but fear or greed blind you. You know the right way to react, but can't stop yourself from overreacting. Regardless of how much these flaws impact your trading, they must be identified and corrected to consistently trade at the level you expect or aspire to. Emotion fuels performance. With all of this focus on how emotions interfere with your performance, it's tempting to write them off as bad. Emotions, however, are key to reaching your peak. They are an essential source of energy to fuel your performance. In this regard, an emotion is neither good nor bad. Even emotions typically seen as negative are not always bad. For example, anger can be a phenomenal source of energy. Michael Jordan used anger as motivation, most notably from being cut from his high school basketball team, to become one of the greatest basketball players of all time. Some traders are at their best when they're pissed off, others when their back is against the wall and under a ton of pressure. Thinking of emotion as being inherently bad doesn't make any sense, and the results prove otherwise. The downside of using anger or fear for optimal performance is that most people lack the ability to control them. Jordan and other elite performers like him have a mastery of their emotions. They have figured out how to maintain the right mixture of emotion, energy, or fuel to consistently perform at the top of their game. In the hands of a novice, anger and fear can be extremely volatile. Having the right mixture of emotion is key, but stability of those emotions counts a lot for the long term. Imagine being on a small boat in choppy seas and trying to board another boat that is pulled alongside. The unpredictable nature of the waves makes it difficult, if not impossible, to correctly anticipate when you should jump from one boat to the other. That's what it's like trying to get in the zone when your emotions are volatile. You can do it, but the odds are low and big mistakes are likely. On the other hand, when the seas are calm or your emotions are stable, reaching the zone consistently is much easier. Why you need a system. By using my system, you'll learn how to clear out the mental and emotional volatility caused by your underlying performance flaws. What automatically emerges is an intense drive, but with greater stability. You get the benefit of the Jordan-like anger without the turmoil. The process to reach the zone becomes easier and more straightforward. And in the long term, you will enjoy your work more, reduce the odds of burnout, and strengthen your ability to produce higher returns. You can correct all of the specific problems covered in this book, greed, fear, anger, overconfidence, lack of confidence, and poor discipline, using the same core strategies. No matter who you are, the basic rules of the mental game are the same. We are all bound by these constraints. When solving any mental game issue, you must work within them. However, you can easily mold the system to your style of trading, regardless of your strategy, time frame, trade frequency, or number of markets you trade. It doesn't matter if you trade equities, options, futures, forex, cryptocurrencies, or bonds, or whether you make 3 trades an hour or 3 trades a month. Once you have a good idea of how the system works, you'll be able to mold it in a way that's optimal for you. You're learning a system that will not only help you to fix your current mental game problems, but future ones as well. Using this system will become a skill in itself that enables you to continually refine your mental game when new issues pop up. For instance, a fear of losing may be the issue you're looking to solve now, while later on, greed or overconfidence might become a problem. As humans, we'll never achieve lasting perfection, especially in an industry as competitive and dynamic as trading. Even though future problems may be less severe, you'll always have something to work on in your mental game, and you can come back to the system again and again. How my system helps with common performance flaws. Helping you to identify and correct the performance flaws that affect your trading is the focus of this book. But what do I really mean by performance flaws? Here are 2 examples, high expectations and confirmation bias. To be clear, high expectations aren't inherently bad. Many successful people have incredibly high expectations of themselves and the people around them. And these expectations have been an important driver of their success. And yet, high expectations can be like a double-edged sword, causing self-inflicted damage, often subtle, to performance. You may get intensely angry when you fail to meet those expectations, most often after you make a mistake, close out a big losing trade, or fall farther into a drawdown or from your equity highs. Or you may get incredibly nervous and resort to comfortable trades with very little risk. For others, it's a nasty cycle where anger turns into fear, which damages confidence, which further weakens the ability to perform, which makes it even harder to achieve your expectations, which leaves you angrier, more anxious, and more down about your prospects. Amazingly, you can often tolerate all of that while still performing at a comparably high level. But the internal chaos and damage that high expectations can inflict make it impossible to realize your potential. Another common performance flaw is confirmation bias. For those who are unfamiliar, confirmation bias basically means you seek out information that confirms your pre-existing belief and ignores or rejects information that opposes that belief. You get married to a position, setup, or sector, but then it falls out of favor and you're slow to respond because of how much money you made. A position immediately validates your entry as it races towards your target, but when it retraces and stops you out, you're quick to re-enter, trying to prove you were right. Or you see another trader making money. Your bias is that you'll definitely make money by following them, but instead you end up behind the curve. There are people who believe biases like these can't be changed, that the best we can do is be aware of them and try to limit their damage. While that may be true in some cases, clients of mine have made significant improvement by identifying the performance flaws driving their confirmation bias. For example, it can come from a weakness in confidence. As a trader, you can believe anything you want, but the market dishes out cold truth. Yet traders with this bias will often unknowingly ignore this reality, trying to prove what they believe to be true versus trying to figure out what is actually true in order to protect their confidence. These are 2 of the many performance flaws that will be discussed throughout the book. You'll learn how to find your flaws by using your emotions as signals. Emotions provide data on how we operate, for better or worse, at an unconscious level. They provide information on a host of things, including our underlying belief systems, biases, goals, perspectives, flaws, ingrained habits, wishes, and illusions. This is important because what happens at the unconscious level has a direct impact on your thoughts, actions, and trading decisions. Now, I'll bet that when some of you see the words unconscious level, you think I'm referring to Freud, or how we need to analyze your childhood or wade into psychobabble type stuff. That's not my style, and that's not required to produce the outcomes we're after. The fact is, the unconscious contains everything from simple habits like how to brush your teeth and how to input an order, to beliefs that affect your perception of risk, as well as other performance flaws that are common among people operating in highly intense and competitive industries. As you work through this book, you'll become aware of the flaws, illusions, and biases affecting your trading. Then through practical and actionable steps, you'll understand how to correct them so they cease to undermine your execution. How this system elevates your entire game, A game, B game, and C game. When it comes to execution, everyone has their own performance range, both mentally and tactically. You're likely aware, intuitively, that you have one too. It's easy to tell the difference between when you're trading at your absolute best from when you're trading at your absolute worst. But have you ever stopped to think deeply about the different levels of your performance in a precise way? Most haven't. For simplicity in discussing the concept here, I'll stick with calling these levels your A, B, and C games. When performing at an A game level, your emotions are clear and stable. You're in the zone or close to it, so you make high-quality decisions because there's no negative emotional interference with your process. Any mistakes you make at this level are caused by something technical. For example, knowledge you haven't yet gained, or a recent change in the market you haven't identified yet. Frankly, to call these mistakes is a bit of a stretch. You wouldn't say a toddler was making a mistake when they fall soon after taking their first steps. Your attempts to take your A game higher are no different. These learning mistakes can't be prevented. They're an inherent part of the process. On the flip side, your C game is chock full of emotional volatility, and that's the primary cause of your poor performance. You make mistakes that are so obviously wrong, you know it seconds afterward. At this level, there's nothing new for you to learn tactically. You know what you should have done, and it's why you're so quick to recognize it was a mistake. In that moment, you lacked access to the knowledge and skills you typically rely on, either because excess emotion caused your mind to malfunction, or you lacked sufficient energy to think properly. Some traders don't make big, obvious mistakes. Their mental game has advanced to a point where their C game consists of more subtle mistakes. For example, you might have a tendency to read too much into price action and force trades that lack a strong indication of edge within your strategy. Whether the mistakes are big or small, C game is where your performance flaws live. Those flaws create emotional chaos, cause your perspective to be out of sync, and result in mistakes that are basic relative to your range. The nature of your B game is more complicated. In your B game, you're likely making some marginal tactical errors, things that you need to improve but aren't super obvious. If it were obvious, that would make it a C game error. You'll find some emotions holding you back from being in your A game, but not enough to pull you down into your C game. From a mental and emotional standpoint, one of the biggest differentiators between B and C game is that in B game, you have the impulse or thought to make a C game mistake, like forcing a trade or closing one too early, but instead you retain the presence of mind, mental energy, and emotional control to avoid it. In C game, your emotions are too strong, and you can't stop yourself from forcing or getting out too early. While in A game, the impulse or thought doesn't happen, or is so small you barely notice. The graphic below summarizes the points I've just made and labels the types of mistakes that show up in each level of your game. C game, obvious mistakes. Cause, mental or emotional flaws cause your emotions to be too intense or your energy too low. B game, marginal mistakes. Cause, a blend of weaknesses in your tactical decision-making or mental and emotional flaws. A game, learning mistakes. Cause, unavoidable weaknesses in your tactical decision-making. The key to unlocking the back end of your game and eliminating your most common errors in execution is correcting the performance flaws that cause your C game. Even if you're a seasoned trader with 20 plus years of experience, some performance flaws still cause your worst mistakes. This is true regardless of whether your mistakes are significantly less awful than the mistakes junior traders make. Every trader has performance flaws, no matter how experienced or skilled. You can't escape the gravitational force of your C game, by focusing solely on improving your trading knowledge and skill. If you only improve the technical mistakes that exist in your C game, your performance flaws will continue to generate the same level of excess emotion. You'll make different, but still obvious mistakes. That strategy isn't wrong, it's just inefficient. You'll continue to go through unnecessary ups and downs in your execution, and your performance will continue to lag. To move your entire game forward, you must move your C game forward. And to do that, you must prioritize fixing the flaws causing your C game. That's where my system comes in. Before you can prioritize fixing those flaws, however, we've got to bust one more myth. That's the idea that controlling your emotions is a solution to the problems in your mental game. Not true. Control is not the answer. Emotional control is not a solution. Resolution is. In any game, we develop a strategy to help us accomplish the goals we set. When it comes to the mental game, traders have set their sights too low. They think their best strategy is to control their emotions. But this common aspiration is not an endgame, it's a permanent job. If controlling your emotions is your only tactic, you're going to be constantly fighting a barrage of emotional reactions. Trading is hard enough without devoting mental energy to fight to control your emotions. It's draining, and in the long term, makes it impossible to reach your potential as a trader. The end goal to strive for is resolution. Resolution means you have corrected the performance flaws causing your trading errors permanently. Automatically, the things that would have triggered anger, greed, fear, etc., simply don't anymore. You no longer need to manage, control, or work around your emotional reactions because they're gone. What does your trading look like once your emotions have been resolved? Your emotions aren't gone in the sense that you've voided them like a robot. Quite the opposite. You'll be full of emotion, but the good kind. Energized, confident, focused, and motivated. More patient and able to let the market come to you rather than chasing it. Focus more on execution than P&L. Able to handle losses. Decisive and rapid in your execution. Not only will your emotions be stable and positive, but the common trading mistakes you make when you're blinded by greed, tilt, or fear will be gone as well. Why? Those emotions were the primary cause of your mistakes. This doesn't mean that you won't make mistakes. No trader is perfect. But now your mistakes will be smaller comparatively. The concept of resolution may not make complete sense yet, but you've seen and experienced it before. Perhaps you just didn't realize it. Here's a non-trading example to help make it clear. Imagine being pissed off at a friend who acted like an ass the last time you hung out. Normally you'd let it go, but something about the way he acted was different this time. You don't say anything, and while it doesn't stop you from having fun the next few times you see him, it's not the same as it was before. There's clearly tension between the two of you, noticeable enough for another friend to mention something to you. After a month, you finally say something. He barely remembers, gets defensive, and denies he would ever act like that. The conversation gets heated, and he leaves. But 20 minutes later, he comes back and apologizes. You agree it was wrong to leave things unsaid like that for so long. If the issue is truly resolved, the frustration and tension are gone and never again show up related to that incident. That's resolution, and that's what you want for your performance flaws. My system for reaching resolution has distinct stages, each of which has different steps and strategies embedded within it. 1. Map your pattern. You need to identify an overall macro view of your emotional volatility in order to have a clear idea of what you will face on any given day. You also need a detailed map of what those emotional reactions look like at a micro level, so that in real time, you can quickly spot them and minimize the damage. You'll learn this mapping process in Chapter 2. 2. Identify the roots of your problem. To get to the real reason behind your problems, you need to uncover the hidden flaws, biases, and illusions, including errors in learning that can either prevent you from progressing or create significant ups and downs in your progress. You'll be introduced to this process in Chapter 3. In Chapters 4 to 8, you'll identify the specific flaws that apply to you. 3. Correct your problem. This is where you tackle the problem head-on, by consistently applying the correction. In Chapter 9, you'll learn a straightforward way to stop your reactions in real time and minimize your mistakes. The outcome of this system is resolution of the performance flaws causing your problems. The importance of resolution can't be overstated. Imagine not having greed, fear, tilt, confidence, or discipline problems at all. That's an outcome worth the hard work required to get there. And if you work the system, you can get there. Now let's get started. Chapter 2, Map Your Pattern. The unseen enemy is always the most fearsome. George R.R. Martin, A Clash of Kings. You can't stop what you can't see. Many of you don't realize that your attempts to correct or control your emotions are mistimed so badly, they're almost guaranteed to fail. Let that sink in. They're almost guaranteed to fail. If you want to keep your emotions from affecting your decision-making, you must be able to recognize their rising in real time and take action before they cause your mind to malfunction. Mapping your pattern is the key to recognizing the escalation of emotion. While that may seem like something you should already be able to do, you can't, because you haven't done the work yet. Many traders are blind to the patterns in their mental game, much like they couldn't spot patterns in the market earlier in their career. Recognition is a skill like any other, but from a mental and emotional standpoint, it's often overlooked as something that can be improved. You can get better at recognizing not only escalating emotions, but also the patterns behind that escalation. Right now, many of you are just realizing how much emotions are part of the equation. But the essence of this first step, recognizing and mapping your emotional patterns, is no different than what you do every day as a trader. You look at information and parse through noise to identify when the signals and indicators tell you to buy, sell, or hold. To everyday investors, your skills look like wizardry or luck. They either have godlike reverence for what you do or think it's complete BS. What we do, in fact, is very similar, and I experience the BS-like skepticism too. While you look at market signals to find opportunity, I use emotions, thoughts, and actions to see causality where others don't. You've already proven to have a strong ability to read signals, and I'll train you to use that skill to better understand your emotions and mental game. The goal of this step is to recognize the patterns associated with the most common trading errors that impact your performance. You may think these mistakes happen randomly, but they don't. They repeat over and over again, allowing you to map the signals that indicate a rise in emotion so you can stop your mistakes from happening. Imagine driving down a road that leads you to consistent returns, a strong feel for the market, and the ability to follow your trading strategy without hesitation. Now imagine that a thick fog rolls in. You can't see a thing, and you take a wrong turn without realizing it. To make matters worse, farther down this road, a bridge has washed out, and you're about to drive off a cliff. With a map of your patterns, you create an internal GPS that alerts you when you've taken a wrong turn, so you can quickly make a U-turn and get back on the road to profitability. Some of you aren't aware a mistake is coming until it's too late and the car is in midair, flying over the edge. You've just doubled down on a dog. Or your issues are relatively smaller. You're not at risk of driving off a cliff, but the longer you head down the wrong road, the more you unnecessarily burn money, time, and opportunity. Regardless of the scale of your problems, the better you map your pattern, the easier it is to gain control of your emotions and get back on track. Understanding emotions as signals. Emotions, thoughts, actions, and even trading decisions provide data on how we operate at an unconscious or instinctual level. In a way, by following the trail of clues, you're taking on the role of a forensic detective. The detonated bomb you're analyzing is the chaos from an overactive emotional system. The clues to identifying the cause of your emotional reactions lie in the details of what blew out of that bomb. This examination can completely change your perspective about the emotional event, because looking at it provides invaluable insights into what led up to it and what flaws were behind it. Both are key to resolving the problem so you can prevent future explosions. Start looking closely at the specific emotions, thoughts, actions, and decisions that are automatically triggered while you're trading. They're the data that will help you understand the full scope of the problem. Become like a detective, eager to gather up the clues and curious to understand what they mean. Typically, traders throw those clues out. By choosing to blow off steam or trying to forget what happened and move on, they essentially delete the clues that can solve the problem. Using those tactics is understandable when you lacked a system that could help you make sense of your reactions. That's not the case anymore. These clues are essential details to map your mental game problems. Two causes of emotion. Viewing emotion as a clue or a signal is a shift in perspective, but it doesn't explain where the emotions come from and why they so often catch you by surprise. One reason is that you often don't recognize what's happening. The emotion comes up as an immediate reaction or reflex to a trigger, such as quickly getting stopped out in a trade triggering anger, an amazing setup triggering excitement and nervousness, or hearing about how much money other traders are making in a trade you missed, triggering a fear of missing out, FOMO. Think about this initial emotion like a reflex. It's the equivalent of a doctor hitting your knee with a rubber mallet, or your instinct to catch a ball thrown at your face. It's a split-second reaction. There's no conscious thinking involved. A snap of the fingers and boom, emotions spike. Traders often misinterpret the trigger as being the problem. The trigger is simply the detonator. The underlying flaw is the bomb. The trigger could be a mistake, taking a loss, being stopped out by two ticks only to reverse and take off, or an offhanded comment you thought was disrespectful. This point can cause some confusion, so let's look at an example. Booking a big loss. Many traders get furious, break things, and force additional trades without proper entry signals. But this doesn't happen to all traders, which means that a big loss doesn't invariably cause anger. If it did, then every trader would have the exact same reaction. Instead, some traders handle big losses easily because they instinctively know these outliers are distinct possibilities. Figuring out what triggers the problems you want to fix is a key part of mapping your pattern. As you begin mapping, keep in mind that in many instances, the initial trigger only generates a small amount of emotion. In fact, it may be so tiny that it barely registers consciously. You're simply not aware of the effect it has on your emotional stability. And yet, at the same time, automatic or habitual thoughts, actions, and decisions have already begun changing how you're interacting with the market. For instance, 2 hours into a trading day that started poorly, the possibility of an entry comes up and triggers a mixture of tension, excitement, and stress. You may also think, don't mess this up. You immediately lean closer to your screen and second-guess the validity of what you're seeing. Instantly, your thoughts, emotions, and physical state have changed. Then comes your response. If your next thought is, relax, I've got this, you're fighting the reaction. If it works, it will reduce your emotions and improve execution. If, however, your next thought is, don't mess this up, or I can't lose money here again, those thoughts produce secondary emotions that can lead to a downward spiral. You start making basic errors trying to compensate for the mistakes you just made. Then comes disbelief and self-criticism for making those basic errors. What the hell is wrong with me? Why can't I do it? It's so simple. And boom, your emotions are spiraling out of control. The common mistake traders make is to interpret the thought, don't mess this up, as the trigger and the cause. If you believe the problem is thinking negatively, you battle to control and change your thoughts. You listen to advice that implies the problem is simply a result of negative thinking. Don't think so negatively. Just keep your emotions in check. No, don't mess this up isn't a conscious thought. It pops into your mind automatically. To be clear, secondary emotion is produced when you become aware of or respond to the emotions, thoughts, and actions that were initially triggered. When you become aware of anxiety, anger, or boredom, the mind can amplify that emotion. You become more anxious because you're already anxious. You become angrier because you recognize that you're angry. Your boredom increases because you're aware of how bored you are. When this happens, it's accurate to say that thoughts cause emotions. In day-to-day life, people don't differentiate emotions in this way. But distinguishing between the immediate reflex and the secondary cause of emotion is critical. If you don't identify the source of the reflex, you can't map your pattern or correct the problem. triggers will continue to create more and more emotion that you'll either have to control or work around. If there's a leak in your ceiling, you want to get to the source of the problem. No one wants to endlessly dump out buckets of water or patch something that keeps breaking. Fix the damn problem and move on. As you map your emotional patterns, be aware of both the initial reaction and the secondary emotion. Why? Because taken together, these are the starting points for digging into deeper flaws. In the next chapter, I'll show you how to uncover and correct the flaws causing your problems. First, though, you need to create a map of your pattern and understand one more key element about emotions. Emotions, as you probably already noticed, can build on top of other emotions. I call this accumulated emotion. Accumulated emotion. Now you understand that emotions are signals of deeper flaws and can intensify as you become aware of your reaction, but do you know what the rise in emotion looks like? This is critical, since catching the rise early is your primary defense. The reality is, emotions are messy. They build up in both the short term and the long term. And while the brain has a natural digestion process for emotion, sometimes there's residual emotion left over. This is accumulated emotion. Despite trying to put the previous day's losses and emotional chaos behind you, perhaps by telling yourself, "Today's a new day," you aren't really starting fresh. You don't have a reset button or a clean slate to work from. Working beneath your optimism, emotions are accumulating day over day. To make matters worse, over weeks, months, and even years, underlying flaws, and remember, we all have them, can collect emotion and hide it, like an enemy stockpiling ammunition while laying in wait. Good times. Let's look closer at this short-term accumulation first. Emotions are constantly going up and down within the trading day. Imagine tracking their movement like the price action on a chart. On some days, emotions are stable and only go up and down by a tick or two. On other days, there are huge swings throughout. Let's say, for example, that you book a big loss in the first half of a session that triggers anger, and for the remainder of the session, you struggle to get the loss out of your head. But once the session is over, the built-up frustration starts to dissipate. For some traders, all that frustration could be gone within minutes, or on a really tough day, it could take a few hours, along with a workout at the gym. Either way, once the emotion is released, the next time you sit down to trade, the frustration from the day before is gone, like it never happened. You're truly reset and ready to trade with the emotional clarity and balance you ideally want. Of course, on some days, when your performance or results are particularly positive or negative, several problems can occur. 1. Not only do you lose control during the trading day, but afterwards, your emotions continue to rise as you celebrate or become angrier, more fearful, or down. You continue to experience the emotional ups and downs as if you were trading after hours. 2. You control your emotions during the trading day, but they come out afterwards and cause problems of a different sort. This is akin to market-making news that hits in the middle of the trading day, but you're unable to fully process it until after the close. From a performance standpoint, you care less about the emotions released after the trading day ends, since they have no bearing on your results that day. However, you care very much about the emotion that carries over and impacts your performance the following day. If your baseline emotion doesn't reset completely, and you start with, say, 10% more emotion, your map needs to account for this in your pre-market warm-up. An extra 10% may not seem like much, but it's enough to prevent you from reaching your optimal level of performance. More consequently, it's enough to force you to work harder to maintain control, increasing the odds you'll fail. Or maybe the extra emotion doesn't affect you the following day because the market conditions and your results didn't trigger additional emotion. But imagine if, over the next few days, your results continue to slump or rise at an outsized pace. Your emotions can continue to build and build. Now you don't just have an extra 10% hanging around. Instead, it's 40% more. You start the day already on edge and disorganized in your thinking. So you overreact to price action, sell too quickly, and make a host of other errors. That produces more after-hours emotion, so you have trouble being present with friends and family, lack motivation to hit the gym, and overeat, drink alcohol, and don't sleep well. You wake up early with thoughts swirling in your mind, trying to figure out how to get out of the drawdown, or imagining what you'll do with all the money. Regardless of when the emotion gets created, whether it's during the trading day or after, it's critical that you be aware of your emotional state at the start of the next trading day. If you're not aware of that extra 10%, or whatever the excess percentage is that day, you'll be unprepared to handle your emotions in the right way. Accumulated emotion was a particular problem for Franz, a Canadian trader who left a 15-year career in academia to scalp e-mini futures. He and his wife shared a dream to travel the world. He became a trader to fund that dream, and because it let him be his own boss. But a swirling cocktail of emotion came up on a daily basis, preventing him from executing his strategy consistently. As months turned into years, the pressure was mounting to reach a level of financial success that would enable him to realize the dream. To hit his financial target, Franz only needs to take one A-plus setup per day. There were plenty of days when his mind was calm and he could see the action clearly, make quick decisions, and take only those trades. Other days, however, the mental strain of waiting for an A-plus setup would lead him to force a trade outside that narrow parameter. Here's a typical scenario for how it would play out. If the forced trade loses, Franz immediately starts criticizing himself, while simultaneously trying to convince himself he'd done the right thing. Now a new reversal setup is playing out. He's tempted, but able to stay away. Waiting and waiting, frustration grows from being on the sidelines, and he ends the day with no A-plus opportunities and that one mistake. Unbeknownst to Franz, he arrives the following day feeling more of an urge to correct his mistake and get an A-plus trade. Right out of the gate, he sees a potential trade, but it has some congestion to it, so he stays away initially. When the price takes off, he knows not to chase it, but the urge is too strong. He gets in and loses. Hope arises in his mind that the next trade will cancel the pain from the loss and his mistake. As he waits, his mind won't relent. The self-criticism builds momentum. You know the setup was no good. You shouldn't be losing. You know better. He wants to fight back, and he looks at every candle for a clue that there's a setup to take. He sees one and jumps in without processing all the criteria. To make matters worse, Franz doesn't even notice his analysis is degraded. The trade loses, his anger explodes, and he takes several more trades before finally standing up and walking away. The rest of the day, he tries to clear his mind and spend time with his wife and son, but his mistakes eat at him. He worries that his dream may be just that, and he may never succeed. The next day, he's resolved to improve his execution, but he doesn't realize how frustrated he already is. Tempers flare during his morning routine with the family, fanning the flames and causing him to miss the start of the trading day and an A-plus setup. As he sees what was missed, his brain shuts off. Without even waiting for the next candle to close, he enters in a terrible place. Despite knowing that all he needs to do is be patient and wait for the right spots, cycles like these were common for Franz. I'll pick up the story later in the book to show how he was able to break out of this cycle. The buildup of emotion isn't always as clear and sequential as you saw with Franz, and it can actually happen in a couple of different ways. One is where emotion builds up around a specific issue but doesn't show up right away. The second way happens when a change in circumstances intensifies what had been just a minor problem. In the first scenario, emotion can accumulate over weeks, months, and years around a particular issue but not show up consistently. You'll have days or weeks where there was no recent buildup, but when the trigger comes, you feel it with such incredible intensity that it seems like it's coming out of nowhere. Consider a trader who has a pretty high tolerance for losing, but when his P&L drops quickly by over 10%, it creates a severe drop in confidence because he fears he'll bust his account and go broke. It seems illogical to think that way, since it hasn't happened since the early days of his career, but 9 years later, that fear still lurks in the back of his mind. He vividly remembers having to eat ramen every night, letting the utility bills roll for a few months, and negotiating with the landlord to avoid eviction. Hanging on by a thread took a severe toll on him emotionally. And when he finally climbed out, he promised himself it would never get that bad again, and it never did. But that old emotion gets triggered whenever he unconsciously senses that he might be in danger of going down that road again. Once he goes back to winning and the issue subsides, it's easy to think the problem has once again been solved. But the underlying emotion wasn't corrected months or even years later. The buildup of emotion can come out anytime there's a perceived threat of going bust. It's stockpiling emotion and it waits for the trigger. In the second scenario, you have a flaw that's causing such minor emotional reactions that you don't even pay attention to it. You can ignore it for a while until a change in your life, priorities, or goals makes that minor problem into a noteworthy one. For example, while high expectations have caused short-term emotional volatility and some accumulated emotion over the years, you never considered it a problem. Every year you kept making more and more money, hit your goals, and then hit them again the next year. Then you had your biggest day ever. And surprisingly, the victory doesn't taste as sweet. Instead of feeling exhilarated as you had before, it just feels like the goalposts have simply moved again. You wonder if you'll ever feel satisfied. At a macro level, you start looking at your career and thinking, is this it? At a micro level, you feel trapped by your own success. Your best day ever doesn't excite you like it used to, yet big losses hurt even more. You become more irritable during the trading day. It's not as fun as it used to be, and that carries home with you. You're slowly becoming aware that you're not happy, and you start to wonder if you're burned out. The short-term emotion that normally would be digested is now accumulating, and makes trading to your usual standard more difficult. You always had high expectations, but they didn't cause your emotions to accumulate until you started having larger questions about your career. Regardless of how the emotion accumulates, identifying whether or not it's impacting your performance is a critical part of mapping your pattern. If you answer yes to any of the following questions, it's likely that accumulated emotion is a factor for you. Is your reaction to certain events disproportionate and out of line with what you think is reasonable? Are you making mistakes that are so basic it's inexplicable how you could make those errors? Do you find it harder and harder to settle down and truly relax at the end of the day? Are you having trouble falling asleep at night? Or are you waking up during the night with thoughts swirling? Do you have a shorter fuse than usual, tending to overreact more easily? When accumulated emotion is a significant factor, traders typically know exactly what they need to do, but they can't get themselves to do it. The refrain that I hear from my trading clients over and over again is the disconnect of, how is it possible that I can be thinking X and keep doing Y, even when I know better? They have so much built-up emotional crap, their thoughts can't translate into proper execution. This causes confusion and a further decline in performance. Accumulated emotion, or as some call it, emotional baggage, is one of the toughest parts of the mental game to improve. You have to contend with both the emotion created today and the accumulation of emotion built up over time. You must work outside of trading hours to reduce accumulated emotion. Helping you to develop a strategy that balances the short-term need to release emotion with the long-term goal of correcting your problems will be covered in detail in chapters 3 and 9. In the meantime, continuing to manage your reactions with after-work strategies like sports, exercise, going out with friends, etc. is fine. These aren't bad strategies when the alternative is losing your mind. Just make sure you gather up the clues to create your map. Otherwise, you'll never truly correct the problems long-term. Creating the map. So how do you actually track your emotions to map them? By noticing, examining, and writing down what's going on before, after, and during each of your trading mistakes. Here are some of the things you might capture. Triggers. Thoughts. Emotions. Behaviors. Actions. Changes to your decision-making. Changes to your perception of the market, opportunities, or current positions. Trading mistakes. Shine a spotlight on the period of time when these errors take place and analyze all of those details that show up before and after them. At the beginning, you may be able to only recognize a few signals. For example, with FOMO, you might spot an antsy, nervous sensation in your stomach, the thought, don't miss another one, a change to a one-minute chart. Your starting point is what it is. By continuing to pay close attention, over time, you'll be able to see more and more of these signals. Here's an example of what you want to map. Trigger. Trading options intraday. Thoughts. I can't believe this is happening. I'm not letting the market stop me. I'm going to get this trade right. Emotions. I want revenge when any trade I know has edge doesn't pay off. Behaviors. I'm hyper-focused on one position. Actions. I'm constantly looking at P&L. Change in decision-making. I'm focused on getting revenge and getting my money back. Change in market perception. I'm reading too much into price action. convinced I can predict price movement. Mistake. I'm taking the same trade over and over until it's clear I'm wrong or getting nowhere. Before the next time you trade, think back to previous instances where the errors happened and start writing out those details as best you can. This way you can immediately avoid repeating some of these mistakes. When beginning this process, many traders can't yet spot the signals that occur before their execution breaks down. For example, they don't realize they're angry until they slam their mouse after closing a position they should have never been in and saying out loud, "Are you kidding me? How the hell could I do that again?" If that's all you can map, then the next time you make a mistake like this, be ready to capture the preceding details. The moments after making mistakes provides a tremendous opportunity to identify how you actually got to that point. What compelled or triggered you to get in that trade? Was it preceded by a series of losing trades, after closing out a big winner, or seeing others make money in a trade you missed? What thoughts, behaviors, actions, emotions, or changes in your perception of the market and decision-making, and things you say out loud, appeared at that time? When your mind explodes, it's a great time to become a detective and gather clues. Plus, the act of writing things down can actually help to diffuse the emotion. Your job gathering clues doesn't end until you have a complete map of your pattern, including the initial trigger. Achieving that level of detail is your goal for this first step of the system. To get there, this can't be a task you do once and never again. Recognition is a skill, and like any other, you'll develop it through an iterative process. Until you identify the initial trigger, continue to map the pattern as best you can and review it as part of your pre-market warm-up. That will enhance your ability to see existing and new signals while you trade. During the trading session, keep a working document nearby to capture new details so you don't forget them. Afterwards, review and consolidate your notes so you're better prepared for the next session. Work like this every day for 1 to 2 weeks. It won't be the only thing you do, but make sure you invest some time to keep it on your radar to ensure you nail this step. High-volume traders will find intraday note-taking nearly impossible, since they don't have the bandwidth to take detailed notes. Instead, quickly jot down what you can and expand on your notes at the end of the day. Those of you who make fewer trades per day could spend more time taking notes during the day, but I still suggest keeping your analysis to a minimum. Don't abuse the luxury of having more time and have it cause distractions. The last thing you want is your note-taking to cost you money. As you begin this process, you may feel like you're not really accomplishing much, since your mistakes continue to happen and your emotions remain intense. Remember, the ultimate goal is to permanently solve your problems, not temporarily pacify them. Tips for creating your map. Think of this step like gathering the pieces to a puzzle that doesn't come in a nice prepackaged box with a picture on it. Instead, the pieces are scattered, and you don't know what the completed puzzle looks like. Mapping your pattern is how you gather up the pieces and form a coherent picture of the problem. Then you can begin solving it. Here are some additional ideas to help you create a map. Look for earlier signals. Once you can spot the details immediately surrounding your trading mistakes, look for signals that occur prior to it. Look closer for the initial trigger and the emotions, thoughts, behaviors, and actions that happen automatically in response to it. Perhaps you can identify smaller missteps or notice subtle changes in your perception of the market or your decision-making process. For example, reading too much into price action or taking a trade even though it only meets 4 of your 5 criteria. Examine how secondary emotion is created. What thoughts, actions, decisions, etc. pile on top. Or if you can't yet spot the initial reaction, use the signals you can see to get closer to it. Set an alarm. Some traders get so caught up in the market, they have difficulty recognizing the internal signals of emotional volatility. If that's the case for you, try setting a timer to go off at some regular frequency that isn't too disruptive, i.e. every 15, 30, or 60 minutes. At that time, take a moment to be aware of your thought process. Examine how you're feeling, and see if there are any signs of a problem. If so, quickly write down those details. Yes, this is disruptive in the short term, but you only have to do it until you build up enough skill to recognize the problem without the timer. Consider meditation or mindfulness training. While these are by no means a requirement, some of my clients have found meditation or mindfulness training to be a great tool for building greater levels of awareness. With better awareness, they're able to recognize additional details that they previously couldn't see. Understand the intensification of emotion. Traders don't often realize the names of emotions are simply describing greater intensity, not a separate emotion. For example, you may think anger and frustration are two different emotions, but anger is just a larger amount of frustration. This is important because when you're looking for the precursors to anger, watch for when you begin to feel frustrated or irritated. That will build up and eventually turn into anger. Similarly, uncertainty, doubt, and worry are the common descriptions of small amounts of anxiety. Understanding how emotion intensifies can help you recognize the details of your pattern, including the initial trigger. Recognition doesn't equal control. While mapping allows you to see your emotions in real time more clearly, that doesn't mean you can control them. For some of you, that can be hard to comprehend. How can you see something and not be able to stop it? But the emotions behind your mistakes are intense. They're fueled by a well-worn pattern that has a momentum all to itself. And once triggered, the most likely outcome at this point is that it will continue to the typical conclusion. This can be difficult to accept, but it's critical that you do. If you expect yourself to be in control, your emotional reaction will be even worse. Some of you, however, will experience a placebo-like effect that will make it seem as though you're in control of your emotions. The reality is, this control comes from being inspired by the newness of the strategy or knowledge of your pattern. But control is not a correction. You're only stopping the pattern through the power of your recognition, not by correcting the underlying performance flaw. Only a small percentage of traders can rapidly go from recognition to correction like that. For most of you, the newness fades, market conditions change, you take a 4-day weekend, or you lose momentum for another reason, and this placebo-like control disappears. The reality for most is that your problems are too complex to be solved just with a map. The real power in my system lies in the next chapter, where you uncover the real cause of your emotional reactions. Chapter 3, Find the Root of Your Problem. Truth, more precisely an accurate understanding of reality, is the essential foundation for producing good outcomes. Ray Dalio. Have you already tried to fix your mental game problems? If so, you're like many of my clients. You've likely read books, talked with other traders, and tried a number of things to stop emotions from interfering with your trading. And despite your best efforts, you've been unsuccessful. Here's an analogy that may help explain why you're still struggling. If you had a toothache that wouldn't go away, you wouldn't think the solution was just keep brushing your teeth. You'd go to a dentist and get an x-ray, so you'd know what was really going on. Only once you knew what was really going on, based on the examination and the x-ray, would you know how to fix the problem. You need a root canal. It's essentially the same with solving your mental game problems. At this point, you've learned that emotions are signals of hidden flaws. You've also learned how to map the pattern in which those flaws appear. But we haven't yet examined the root of the problem. What's more, we also need to look deeply into how you've been trying to improve as a trader. Put another way, it's not just that you have a toothache. The way you've been brushing your teeth is a problem. That's what's led to the need for a root canal. My mental game system uses some unique approaches to x-ray what's going on so you can fix the problem at the root. First, we look at your day-to-day learning process to find inefficiencies that may be causing emotional volatility. Ineffective learning is the cause, or partially to blame, for a huge number of mental game problems, regardless of your level of expertise. This content tends to surprise my clients, but once they dig into it, they find it invaluable. You're going to realize that the ways you've been learning can improve with a more reliable structure and a core concept, the inchworm. This concept gives you a visual representation of the learning process, so you can test how well you're learning and identify flaws holding you back. When it comes to actually how you learn, there's a wide variation in the organization and approach traders use and how effective they are. Regardless of where you sit in that range, by taking a more organized and dynamic approach to how you learn, you can maximize the efficiency of your learning process by avoiding the most common pitfalls. Become more emotionally stable. Develop greater consistency through the ups and downs in your results. create new ways of evaluating progress and performance